Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Does that make me crazy's back for 2017?
Nice!
Because the crazy don't stop.
Mm-mm.
Crazy keep going. Now here's what we need you to do. We need you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about those things you have done your whole life. You think it's completely normal, and finally one of your friends pulled you aside and said, yo, that's crazy.
That's kind of crazy. Or you can text us as well. That same number, 800-543-3548.
All right, I did something.
You got something, Jenna?
So when I was out of town,
I
went to California for a couple of days, until we came back to work, right?
With the fiancé?
And there was some odd substance on my shopping bag after I had gone to lunch. I didn't know what it was. And without even hesitating, I went, what is this? And I put my finger on it and licked it. Like, why would I do that? Why would I see an orange liquid on my clothes shopping bag? And I just went, what is this? Without even thinking, I put my finger, I licked it.
Yeah, you gotta smell it before you lick it.
I put my finger on it, and it was my Dayquil.
Oh, okay.
Which is cool that it was like my liquid, but I don't know why I did that.
Because it could have been like pus or something.
I know, it was bright orange, but I literally...
It could have been Wheezy's liquid.
Well, I was in California, so no.
Oh, okay.
Strange.
It was
ointment.
A shopping bag. I don't know why it was covered everywhere. I don't know why I did that. Have you ever done that without thinking? You just taste something?
I always smell it before I taste it.
It was so weird like that I did that.
I've done that.
What is wrong with me?
It's just... You don't think. It's just like an instinct, and it's like, what?
Yeah, you got, Jenna. You can't just go straight to the.
Yeah, no, you gotta smell it.
What is this?
No.
Yeah, you're crazy.
That's great.
And unhealthy. That's unhealthy,
that's
too.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder I was sick.
When I plug, this is from the text. When I plug in my inflatable Christmas decorations, I hear you raise me up in my head. If you don't remember that song, it's this one.
You raise me up.
It's this song.
So I can stand on mountains.
I hate
you.
I hate you guys sometimes.
Me up. Hit that note, Jenna.
Hopefully no food on that mountain.
Walk on stormy seas.
Come on, girl.
It's not bad because you don't know
I am strong.
Oh.
So that's what she hears when she
all right.
I don't think she hears my version. Oh, kid on there. That whole thing just made me really like sad and embarrassed.
And when I unplug them, I hear I'm melting from the end of the Wizard of Oz. No, that makes you. That's cool.
I forgot I even did that. Oh my gosh.
Your voice has come a long way, Jenna.
Yeah, a long way. And you still got a long way to go.
Yeah.
I think I've peaked. You guys, I think I've peaked.
You peaked already. All right.
From Brian.
Yeah.
I love the smell of skunk. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't, man.
Yes,
very.
Brian.
That, I just don't understand people that like the smell of skunk.
But I remember that book. Was it called The Lovely Bones, which I wish I hadn't read?
Uh-huh.
Where the girl went to heaven and it smelled like skunk to her because she liked the smell of skunk. Am I remembering that correctly?
I didn't read that book. You might want to move to like California or Colorado Washington.
Some people like weird smells. It's just an intriguing smell.
Oh, my friend. I forgot about this. My friend over the Christmas break got a pet skunk.
Who is
this?
Like,
you can
baby. They took out the glands. They took out the stank glands. Apparently, they're extremely cuddly and they're great pets.
Really?
And you could scare a lot of people with them.
Yeah, and they're great and cuddly until they get mad at you.
Yeah, well, that's why you get the glands taken out and then they can't spray you.
That smell takes forever to go away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do, what is it, tomato bath? Mm. Tomato juice?
Oh, boy.
That's how you get the stink off?
Oh, nice Bloody Mary bath.
Oof.
I got sprayed once. I smelled for days. I had my window down and my girlfriend, I was tailing her. Literally, like, tailing her, following behind her. We were, like, driving somewhere, and I had my window down, and it was just, like, a roadkill marathon. Like, she hit two different things, and my window was down, and I had all my windows down because I was so tired I was trying to stay awake, and she clipped a skunk, and it sprayed, and it went into my car, and I smelled for days.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't take
and
the
they
bath?
Say take, well, how can you do that in your car? You can't do a tomato
juice bath. I
can't do a
tomato bath. I just had to leave my windows open for days, and then it rained. It was just a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
I'm scared of those skunks. What?
No part of a skunk.
And neither do I.
No.
They're kind of cute, though.
I'm intrigued by the pet skunk, though, now. One more before we go to the phones here. Corey wrote and said, after working out at home and I'm dripping in sweat, I let my dog lick the sweat off my body. Does that make me crazy?
Why'd you say it like that? Because
I feel that's how he would
Why'd
say it.
Why'd you say it like Anna Nicole Smith?
I was thinking Matthew McConaughey.
My body.
It depends.
Do you
on
like my body?
My body.
I mean, dogs lick you, but it depends on.
I don't want my dog licking my sweat, though.
They like the salt.
Yeah. I went to Kelly's house yesterday real quick to drop off some tamales, shout out, and she was letting her dog George lick her up and down. There was a lot of licking going on when she was holding the George.
And why? I love my dog.
Why does your dog look at you when you're sitting on the toilet? Like, what is he trying to figure out?
Mine doesn't, because I shut the door.
Oh, no, I let him join.
You do?
Yeah, I let my dog come
in. It's just weird to me.
Like, he's just looking at me like, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
they just want to be with you, Al. They just want to be with you.
Does he ever get up and walk out just because he can't handle it? Like, Al, that's bad. And I'm a dog. I sniff butts and this is bad.
I wish they'd learn to follow. I wish they'd learn to go in the toilet.
Oh, let's go to the phone.
All right, let's see what we got here. What's going on, Jamie?
I take a shower in the dark. Does that make me crazy?
Whoa. Nah. Like complete?
Why?
Like pitch dark?
Yeah.
But why?
I don't know. I just find it relaxing.
Do you ever mistake like a certain cleanser for something else? That kind of thing?
Well, yeah. I use like the Bath and Body Works thing. I don't know what it's called, but...
Yeah, because you can't see the name.
because my friends, they were like, you're crazy. What are you doing? You can like hurt yourself and then you're going to end up in the hospital. I'm like, yeah. I'm good.
Or you knock yourself out and somebody's going to find you butt naked with the water running.
Yeah, in the dark. I like it,
though.
It is crazy, but I like it.
I'm going to call it light crazy. Crazy light.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it's not really weird. It's just, it's like a thing.
If you love it, it doesn't bother anyone else.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry if you're disappointed that you're not crazy.
It's cute crazy.
That's the thing. Do you want to be crazy?
Do you want to be crazy?
No.
Okay. Right. You are not
crazy. You're not crazy.
You're fine.
There you go.
You're good. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Welcome.
So I was driving around the day after Christmas shopping, and I drove past the Christmas tree place, and I started crying because I was thinking about how all those trees had to die for no reason.
Does that
make me crazy?
Yeah.
Huge environmentalist.
Yeah,
they grow them for that purpose, though.
Yeah.
It's still sad. They could have been bigger trees next year.
That's true.
That's kind
of... You love this planet Earth.
Do you have do you get a Christmas tree?
Well, no, but not because of that. Just because my husband wants to go with me, and then he doesn't make time until 2 days before Christmas. And who wants the Christmas tree 2 days before Christmas?
That's kind of a cool tradition, though. It's very, like one of those Hallmark specials or something.
Yes.
Al, didn't you have a Christmas chair this year?
I had a Christmas chair.
Christmas is where you make it. Christmas is in your heart.
That ain't crazy. I don't know what is.
Yeah, Melissa, you're not crazy. You're just very sentimental.
Aww.
You know, you care about things. That's good.
Well, let me ask you this.
What?
I go and buy feeder fish to feed my bigger fish.
Uh-huh.
And I talk to my little fish, the feeder fish, and I try and put them into a good mood before I dump them into the tank with the big fish.
Before you put them to their death?
Yeah. Like, I'm in the car. I'm holding up the little plastic bag with all the little feeder guppies. Hey, guys, what's going on?
You about to die.
Kind of name them. Hey, Bob.
Name them?
Yeah. Like, hey, this is going to be great. The good news is you got a brand new home. It's going to be great. The bad news is you need to swim really, really fast.
I think that makes you like a serial killer.
Yeah, it's like a sadist a little bit.
Mm. Like a fish serial killer. You don't get attached to them when you name them? I feel like I would.
No, I mean, it's like between the pet store and the aquarium, it's probably 10, 15 minutes.
Did you get rid of the murdering lobster?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, he did?
The lobster died, yeah.
Yeah, he was killing everybody.
Wait, did you serve him up at the mat?
No, rest in peace, yo. No.
Serpent term no. Special?
No.
Today's special, lobster. One only.
And it's an angry lobster.
Yeah. Let's go with Crystal here. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
You stopped the music.
Hold on, Crystal. We got to get music. We're fixing it. That broke.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
You're crazy.
Crystal, why are you crazy?
So, I work in a call center, and whenever I am on the phone, I have the customer on mute when I'm doing their order. I can hear everything that's going on in the background. They can't hear me. So, I told my boss that I imagine myself as a little tiny person sitting on their desk on their office equipment, just kicking my feet back and forth, just watching them and what they're doing. Does that make me crazy?
So I think like it makes you bored. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I'm agreeing
with that. Does that make me bored?
Yeah, you might be bored.
You're cute.
I mean, it makes you happy through the workday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boss told me I was crazy, so I figured I might call and make sure I'm not crazy.
Nah.
Yeah, you're just bored.
I always agree with you, boss. I always agree with you, boss. Boss say you're crazy,
yes,
you're crazy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy.
I'm going to be the best crazy person you got, though.
But don't worry. You're not. You're fine. You're doing okay. Trey, what happened to the music? What's going on, buddy?
My computer froze. I'm going to go ahead and restart it right now. I'm doing my best.
You know what? Mm. We made it a whole day without something.
Without something breaking.
You know?
Yeah, I was telling JC, you normally come back. We come back from vacation after 2 weeks of not doing anything and something breaks.
Yeah.
Well, my chair and the computer.
Yesterday's show, flawless.
Mm-hmm. Today, we're twofer.
Dang computers. Jenna, will you sing that? Does that make me crazy?
It does seem very flat with that.
Yeah, can't really do it without the music.
I think we need
flat.
It.
Does that make me crazy?
Thank you, Jenna. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Welcome to...
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my gosh. I love y'all.
Oh, we love you, too.
Hi. Yeah, you're crazy, then.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
I have this phobia of wet hair touching the back of my neck. Especially when I get out of the shower, and now that I have a 2-year-old daughter, I feel like she feels the same way. Does that make me crazy?
I know what you mean. I don't like hairs.
No, like I feel like I have to hurry and wrap our heads up in a towel and put a shirt on, and I feel like even though she can't really talk to me, she knows what it feels like.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys just shave your heads?
No.
No. That would make her crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you. I don't like it. I don't have a phobia of it. That's why I just am kind of like not into taking showers because I hate wet hair on my back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Yeah. I can't relate. We have short hair.
I'm
but
sorry, Al.
What is this hair you speak of?
Oh, I have to show you guys the picture. My clip. I was cutting my hair over the holiday.
My.
It was it was this past Saturday. I cut my own hair, right?
What cut?
He does.
I do.
Well, he shaves his head.
Yeah.
Thank you, Erica, by the way.
Thanks, baby. And my clippers
broke.
Thanks, baby.
My clippers broke when I was maybe 3/4 of the way done. And I was on the way to get my shave. So I had to, but my shave for my face, he doesn't do my head. So I had to go to the mall with a half shaved head.
Oh, you crazy. Crazy.
If you see a guy with a patch of hair on the back of it, you would try to avoid him, maybe.
Yeah, probably so.
Wow, so crazy.
Cutting your hair.
Look, Kelly.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Bad. Isn't that bad?
Not attractive.
Yeah. No, not attractive.
I was doing a bunch of weird stuff during the break. He was texting people back on Twitter.
Yeah, I was doing all kinds of stupid. I was bored. I missed y'all.
We missed you, too. Let's talk to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I am the fan club president of the Don Cheadle's band. Does that make me crazy?
Yes,
that's right.
No, it doesn't make you crazy at all.
Doesn't make you crazy. In fact, Sarah has some news about the merch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go ahead, Sarah.
What you got, Sarah?
I'm thinking hoodies.
Hoodies.
Oh, I thought she said footies.
No, hoodies.
Okay, hoodies.
Yeah. All right.
What's the price point on these?
Well, we only make like 3 of them, so.
Oh.
Al and I get one, and so does Sarah.
Sort of make them as they're ordered,
yeah,
right?
That's the key to this business.
Make them as they're ordered.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah's on point.
All right, way to go, Sarah. Thank you.
Can't wait to see them hoodies, Sarah. You're not crazy. You keep being president. Does Sarah serve 4 years as president of the Don Cheadles, and then we get a new one, or is she forever?
I think she's forever.
It's not an elected position.
Yeah, I think it's forever.
Whoever will take it.
Unless she appoints someone.
Yeah, she's
forever. And be thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to stick around for a while. Let's take one more here.
All right, come on.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, a couple months ago, you guys told me I was definitely crazy.
Uh-huh.
So, I call back to this one.
Okay.
I get incredibly offended, whether it is at work or at my own home, if somebody locks the door when they go to the bathroom.
She gets offended if someone locks the door when they go to the bathroom.
Why do you get?
I'm going to walk in on them.
Why do you get offended?
Because I'm not going to walk in on you. You don't have to lock the door when you're around me. Come on.
Well, I get it, like, but what if... There's also always the possibility somebody doesn't know you're in there.
Yeah,
and
right.
If you've ever been walked in on when you're in the bathroom, and sometimes you're not in the most glamorous position,
yeah,
you don't want to be, you know.
Or you're bathrooming.
But, like, it would bother me, like, if I, okay, I get what you're saying. Like, if Alan goes to the bathroom and it's just the two of us there and I know he's like, I'm going to the bathroom and I hear him lock the door, I'm like, that would, I'd be like, why are you doing that? I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
That might bother me.
But regular people.
But,
well,
yeah.
You've got, like, 8 bathrooms in your house. I lock the bathroom when I know, you know, I'm about to have an event.
Even if you're alone?
Yeah, no. But if my girlfriend's there, just the two of us. I'll lock it.
I do,
but
just
I try and lock it.
Nature, I lock. You
I
know
lock
what
it quietly.
I mean? Because when I'm alone, like I've told you guys, I don't want to get like naked in the shower. I'm so vulnerable. I lock the door always when I'm home alone because if someone broke in, then they could just open the bathroom door.
So you're in a bathing
suit?
Crazy? No, yeah. I don't think you're crazy because I kind of get it. I kind of get it. But I also understand
crazy.
The person that locks the door because if you've been walked in on, you're traumatized.
Right.
So it's like, I'm locking that door from now on.
Right. I lock it because if somebody walks in on me, I'm going to do like the turn and then it's just going to
get messy. Just do it for safety.
Yeah.
You should always lock every door when you're home alone. I lock my bedroom door at night, even though my front door is locked.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Jenna
I live
has
alone.
This weird
it makes
fear.
Me feel better. It makes me feel better because at least if someone gets in my house and I don't hear it because I'm sleeping so soundly with a fan, I'll at least hear them trying to get in the bedroom door and it gives me time to take action. I don't live in fear every night. Like, I'm not scared every night, but there's something about it that makes me feel, I've always lived alone. It makes me feel secure.
What's your address again?
I just want to see what the action she's going to do. She's in the bedroom.
Right.
I'm going to get my weapon.
All right, then.
Jenna got a weapon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a Negan weapon?
If you're a girl that lives alone, you need to know how to protect yourself.
Jenna's got weapons.
I'm sorry, but like 911's going to take a second.
Yeah, that's
you got to be ready to protect yourself. Come on.
They'll take a couple minutes.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love Letters Kelly coming up in about 20.
All right.
We'll also be doing Whatever Wednesday.
No, when you call about whatever you want?
Yeah, about an hour. Okay. Had a few text messages here, for example. Did y'all ever replace the cameras that were stolen from the studio? Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yes.
You can check them out on Kid TV.
In fact, we even got security cameras now.
Yeah.
So if you break it, thanks to Monty Smart Security, mymonty.com, M-O-N-I.
Ah.
So we got security cameras. So if that dude wants to come back.
We got him.
We got you.
Got him.
That's another question a lot of people are asking. Did you guys ever catch the thief?
Nope.
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you got to take your time. You know, you got to make sure.
It's an investigation.
We're building our case.
It's an investigation. You got to build a case.
We don't want to, we want to build an ironclad case.
Yeah. Or why did Kelly have to be out of the house on Christmas Eve? Did I miss it?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Alan's Christmas present to me. I have a big living room wall.
Hello,
there's
Alan.
Just nothing on it. And I kind of hung a picture on there that was just lost. And I kept saying, I want to get a really nice piece of art. I saw this mirror wall at my friend's that I really liked. And I took a picture of it just to show him what I was talking about months ago. And that's when he just said, that's what I'm doing. And so he started collecting mirrors, which aren't cheap. And then he said, I just need you out of the house for 4 hours. And when I came home, closed my eyes, led me into this room. You can see it on my Instagram and Facebook.
So
it's
beautiful.
And I keep saying when I posted online, I said, this is not nearly as beautiful in pictures as it is in person.
Really?
And what's the first thing you said, JC, when you walked in?
Yes, wow, this looks better in person.
It looks so much better in person. The pictures don't do it justice.
Wow.
It's really beautiful.
Very cool.
It looks really cool on the pictures. In person, though, it's so high. It's
so beautiful.
And Kelly said he eyeballed everything.
He eyeballed it. He did not measure. He said the only thing he'd measure was the first one, just to make sure it was in the middle of the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then he went from there, and he said he did a lot of hands on hip. He'd look back and say it needs to go right there, and he'd go hang it.
Hands on
hip.
I like
incredible.
That. Man, a lot of hands on hip. Yeah.
He has a lot of hands on hip.
Are there a couple holes in the wall where he maybe misjudged?
I'm sure there are.
You don't know?
sure there are, and they're probably covered by mirrors, and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
I love it.
I have that all over my
house. Cool. Very cool.
Because I eyeball everything, but it takes me 2 or 3 times.
This whole Alan relationship might have some legs after all.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, then she took me. Then she took me into the guest bathroom. And showed me the texturizing. Is that what he did?
Yeah, I had this black and white Toile wallpaper, which is beautiful in the right home. It didn't work for my home. And because a lot of people say, I love Toile. I was like, well, I love Toile too, but it just didn't work.
Right.
And so he, I was going to have all the wallpaper taken down, which is a nightmare. I said, I'm not doing it. I'm going to pay somebody. He said, don't do that.
He just went
out and got some primer and he painted over the wallpaper.
Get some hands on
And then
on
he
hip.
Got some texture. And it's like, he said, it's like spreading cake batter. And he just did the wall texture. Oh. And then we went last week and picked out the paint, and I think in this next week he's going to paint it.
He makes cakes, too. Alan does everything.
Everything.
He's so good.
And he just learns, like, on YouTube, and it comes out looking great.
Yeah, he dug a French drain in my backyard because my water was standing, and he was afraid it was going to hurt the foundation.
Let's schedule that for tomorrow.
He's
what has
so
Alan done?
Perfect.
I guess we just found out.
It's like, what? Even I put Emma Kelly to bed last night, and I said something. I forget what it was. She said, Alan can do everything. What I forget what it was.
No, that's what we'll do. We'll do what can Alan not do?
What can Alan not
do? And have him on the phone and have people call him.
He says he's not very good at tennis, but he doesn't care. So there you go. I asked him. I said, what can you not do? He's like, I'm not good at tennis.
I guarantee you, if we gave him a week, he'd turn pro.
He probably would. He's so cute.
Probably have a cool grunt and everything.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry. I know people don't want to hear that.
What? That he's good at everything?
Hey, this time last year, I didn't have him.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people have New Year's resolutions. They're going to go out and find somebody, and they've been like, oh, I don't want to do the dating apps or whatever. That's where I found him. So if you want to give it one more shot, go on those.
That's what you did. You gave it one more shot.
You got to be proactive. Nobody's going to throw themselves on your windshield as you're driving home from work. You got to be proactive. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Speaking of dating.
It's time for Tidbit News.
This is for the single fellas out there.
Okay.
Right. You know, if you're trying to get yourself that lady in 2017, a new survey found that 88% of women would not get it on with a guy who was wearing a polo shirt with the collar popped on a date.
Okay.
That's a look that died a while back.
The guys are still doing it.
Some of them are trying to bring it back. And I see some guys with swag that can pull it off.
Who?
I've seen those guys. They're usually very rich rap stars. You know?
Oh, with the collar.
The pop collar. Yeah. Like Pharrell will do it. And I'd be like, that is awesome.
Well,
but he doesn't wear a polo shirt.
Those stupid hats.
Yeah.
Who else can wear those stupid hats and look cute? Cool,
Pharrell.
Nobody. Just Pharrell.
Yeah.
Well, you got to know your limitations.
Sometimes I can.
No polo shirt with the collar popped on a date. And definitely not the double polo, double pop collar.
No.
Remember back
yeah.
when they used to do that a couple times? 82% would say they would not to a guy wearing socks with sandals. Also quite obvious, but I also see this a lot.
Mm.
Especially in the winter because guys don't want to wear the sandals, but it's cold. So you got to put some socks on.
Yeah. I might do that.
I've seen
sandals.
You yeah, you've done that before.
Yeah, I might do that.
But guys have issues with the girls that wear the UGG boots
with socks
in the summer.
Oh okay.
No, the girls that wear UGG boots. That's kind of like my thing with socks with sandals.
I don't get the UGG boots in the summer because again, UGGs are for a cold, and I don't get when the guys wear the skull caps
Bam.
In the summer.
Got on my UGGs and no socks.
You don't need them.
Yeah, but it's winter.
But they'll get stinky. But you're not supposed to wear socks.
You're not supposed to wear socks with them.
43% would say no to a guy in cargo shorts.
My girlfriend hates my cargo shorts, and I love
you
my
wear the
cargo
they don't
shorts.
Bother me.
Really?
I love my cargo shorts, and they give you pockets to put all your stuff.
Now, if you show up on a first date in cargo shorts,
yeah.
I guess depending on your date.
See, I think cargo shorts make
they
you
don't bother me.
They make you look like you're outdoorsy and you do cool stuff.
Yeah, I am.
And you can fix stuff.
But
like Alan.
Just, you know.
My girlfriend hates them. Oh, she hates them.
I feel like your boyfriend would wear cargo shorts all the time because he can do a bunch of that stuff.
I don't recall him ever wearing them. I don't know.
And surprisingly enough, 24% would say no to a guy in an NFL jersey. I think we look hot in NFL jerseys.
Are you at a game?
No.
Oh, then no.
Are you getting a 10% discount at the grocery store because you wore your jersey on game day? That is hot.
Well, that turns Kelly on.
Game day's different.
No, just a regular, like on a Wednesday.
Nah, that just means you don't have any clean shirts.
Right, right. That's the bottom of the clothes barrel right there.
Do you get completely dressed out in full uniform because your favorite team is playing that day and you're watching the game home alone?
That's hot.
That's JC.
That's JC.
That's hot.
That makes you crazy.
By yourself.
Yeah.
In full uniform and pads.
That's right. And helmet.
To watch a game.
And helmet. You never know when coach is going to call me in there.
He even had the mouthpiece.
Yeah, I put it in boiling water and got it all.
You get a little smudges under your eyes, the black grease paint.
The eye black. Only if I'm watching the game at night and I have the lights on, I don't want the glare in my eyes.
I so get that.
Definitely get rid of those. Did you guys see that video of the 2-year-old twin brothers?
Yes.
With the shelf falling over.
I can't bring myself to watch it.
It's a dresser. It's not.
I know that it ends happily, but I can't bring myself to watch it.
So a two-year-old boy in Utah rescued his twin brother from underneath a dresser when it tipped over last week. They're climbing on it. Mm-hmm. He pushed the whole dresser by himself until his brother could get out from under it. Then the whole thing was caught on video because the parents have those cool little cameras in there to make sure that the kids are fine. This is Kylie, the boy's mother. She was taking a nap, and apparently she didn't hear the dresser fall, which I'm assuming would have been very loud.
Bodhi just came around and, again, assessed the situation, thinking, I need to help my twin brother. What do I do here? So he sat there and thought, tried to lift it at first, and obviously that didn't work, so he just pushed with all of his might. Everybody needs to bolt down their dressers to the wall. I mean, we just didn't think about it. We just want to spread awareness to this one accident that happened.
That could have been so much worse.
And things like this happen, and they don't always have happy endings.
A lot of the times they don't. At least broken bones.
It said there's a big lawsuit right now with, I think it's IKEA. I'm not sure.
Well, they provide bolts. They do.
They do. They tell you.
They've had to pay out settlements. Yeah, because those dressers fall over.
It is a pain in the butt. They've recalled them. To bolt them into the wall and stuff. But you got to do it.
This little kid, I mean, watching the video, he tries. He goes around to the other side. He can't pull it that way. And he goes back and he just leans into it.
He gets like superhuman strength. Yeah. It's weird.
Didn't give up, man. Saved his little brother.
They say your adrenaline kicks in when things like this happen.
Do you think you can pick up a car?
Yes.
You do.
I really do. I would hope that I'd be able to, with like another couple dudes.
You hear those stories.
They do, but they do it. They pick up a car off of a person when regularly they can't.
I did have those two men pick my Fiera up out of the mud when it was stuck, but the Fiera weighed about 20 pounds.
Call us if you've ever had your Fiero stuck in the mud, please.
Is that the car?
I had not one, but two Fieros.
From Pontiac, dude. When that car came out, it was hot.
Daddy sold cars, and he got me a Fiero, because every car we drove was for sale. He was a used car salesman.
Yeah.
And so he sold the one and got me another one, and I went to the Darlington racetrack, and I parked in the field, and it rained while we were out there. And when I came out, my Fiero had sunk in the mud, and these two men just came by and picked it up out of the mud and set it on dry ground for me.
Wow.
They didn't weigh nothing.
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Sometimes I just want to go out driving around and see if I could find somebody when
you can
like
pick
that.
Up their car out of the mud for them.
Or do something. That's why I got a winch.
Yeah. Like Al's saying he wants to get when the police chase was going on and he wanted to pull his truck in front of everybody. I understand why you want to do that. You want to be a hero. It's not the smartest thing to do.
I was a hero over Christmas. I forgot to tell you.
Wait a minute.
This is breaking news. Do we have a breaking news sounder?
I thought I was a hero.
We have a.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Hold on, Al. I'll get you there.
All right.
It's time for
breaking
news. Anyway, we missed time, but we'll get it next time.
Yeah. What happened? On Christmas break, and I had to get up early one day because I was helping Alan with his kids and stuff, and I had forgotten. I was driving to his house, and I forgot something. I had to turn around and go back, and I saw this elderly man, and he made pulling into my neighborhood, but he pulled across like three lanes of traffic, and people were honking at him like, you don't know what you're doing. But I noticed his window was broken out, and it looked like the door had been hit on the driver's side, and the safety bag had deployed, and he'd like tucked it up. And he pulled in my neighborhood, and I pulled in behind him, and he kind of stopped, and he pulled forward. He was just acting weird. I was like, oh, he's just a little old man that's lost. But I went home and got my thing. But when I came out, he had left my neighborhood, and it was coming back. I said, okay, something's really wrong.
Yeah.
So I called 911, and I said, I feel bad. I said, but I think this old man is either lost or disoriented. I don't know if he's been in a car wreck. So I followed him around. He kept just, like, pulling into parking lots, three-point turns, turn around. He just kept going about the same path. He'd stop in the middle of the road, and I put my flashers on. She said, put your flashers on so the police officer can, you know, spot you. And I saw the police officer, and I kept saying, now he's heading north, heading toward this road. And you get all confused because you're like, where am I?
I don't know how police officers do that, by the way.
And so anyway, I just stayed with him, following this poor man who's probably now scared that this woman with flashers is following him.
He's probably calling 911, too.
He shows up finally, and I kind of point, there he is. And the cop takes off after him. And I'm like telling the 911 operator, I said, well, what do I do now? Am I just done? She said, we'll call you later and let you know what happened.
Oh, they called
you? Because if you're a good citizen, they want to let you know.
Yeah.
So a couple hours later, the officer called me.
Yeah.
And he said, just letting you know that the gentleman, he had had a stroke. He was elderly.
Shut up.
He had a stroke about 3 months ago and was not supposed to be driving.
Oh.
And he had gotten into a wreck about 30 minutes before I called because somebody had smashed in his car.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but he just told me, he says he had gotten into a wreck about 30 minutes before you called. He is now at the hospital for observation.
Look at you.
Look at Kelly.
That. Wow. And I've always wanted to be that person.
Patrolling the neighborhood.
I've always wanted to be that person that was,
Crime watch.
Yeah. I felt really good about myself.
We got to get you a little orange light and put on top of your car.
Yeah.
Did you say I'm in pursuit ever?
Hot pursuit.
I was a nervous wreck.
I'm in hot pursuit.
Like, that's wait, good. He stopped. Now he's turned around. He's going back. He's headed toward this way. It was just.
You never know. Because you see these silver alerts on these highway signs sometimes.
Never know.
And all I can think about is,
and how many people are just, they're going to work. I don't have time to deal with it. Well, I had a little time, so I dealt with it.
And aren't 911s public domain? Aren't they? Can't you get them?
Supposed to be able to.
I mean, maybe you can. I can probably figure out the exact day it was when I think about it.
We could hear Kelly's heroism on the radio.
My heroic action.
Yeah. That's cool.
Like it.
I was trying to think if I saved anybody over the break. I didn't do anything.
You saved a cat.
Yeah, we saved a cat.
You adopted a cat.
Yeah. What was that? My poor couch, though.
Under the bridge.
Yeah. Thank you for all the tips on how to get my cat to stop scratching stuff. I really appreciate it, by the way.
All right.
Yeah. Got to get a spray bottle. Got to get catnip. Got to get him a little scratching post, Al. Got to get.
All right.
Oh, so you just squirt him?
Squirt him. I use air, though. I got the aerosol can for the computer spray. Because I don't want to get him wet, because cats hate water. And I don't want to get my couch wet. So, Kelly, from saving lives to saving relationships.
There you go.
Coming up next, it's time for Love Letters to Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a lot of questions on the text about our holiday break.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a lot of questions, don't worry. We got whatever Wednesday coming up. And that means you can ask us whatever you want to ask us.
Whatever you like.
Or if you want to bring up a story that happened and we haven't talked about it and you're wondering what we think or you want to tell us about it, you can do that as well. We'll do that in less than an hour, probably about 40 minutes away from that. We also have the Showbiz Top 5 with Kelly Raspberry coming up in 20 minutes. She'll catch you up with everything happening in Hollywood. Or at least 5 things,
At least.
At least 5 things.
5 things. Sometimes it's 4.
Sometimes you can't count.
Sometimes we skip one.
Yeah.
It happens. But it's the first of the year. The first one we're doing this year. Every single Wednesday, Kelly Raspberry solves your love and relationship problems.
We're going to try it again for 2017, huh?
We're going to keep it going, Kelly, because it's been working so far.
All right.
A segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been seeing a girl for about 2 months now. Everything's been going great. We've never had an argument. We've been getting along, getting to know each other.
Only 2 months.
Yeah. The other day I was at her apartment. We hung out, watched TV, ate pizza, talked, laughed, nothing more. I left, and the next day she sends me a text message saying that she doesn't want this going any further and she wants to stop before going into a new year. I don't understand. She says it's just a feeling she's getting that it's not going to work out very well. What should I do,
you should
Nicholas?
Take that and just say, there you go.
Yeah, she was
listen
being polite,
that.
Maybe.
You know, it's okay. It's happened to me where everything was going so great with this guy. I just moved here. Mm. I mean, just moved to a new city. I met a guy. And it was wonderful. We had Valentine's Day together. He was a graphic artist. He made me this beautiful card. He went all out with this big fancy restaurant where they had a harpist and everything.
Whoa.
It was like, this guy is digging me. Less than a week later, he called me. We had a date that night after Valentine's Day. He called me. He said, you know what? I woke up this morning. I just didn't feel the same way anymore.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? It blindsided me. He's like, I'm just not feeling it. And what could I do? Nothing. I could make a fool of myself, which, by the way, I did.
What would you do?
Oh, I'd show up at his house. I'm not telling you I've always done the right thing, but I've learned. Don't do that, because nothing good ever comes up of showing up at their house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
You're humiliated, especially if someone else is there. That's happened to me a time or two, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just don't, she's... I know it doesn't make sense to you. She's not feeling you, dude. Sometimes she's just not that into you. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's just not that into you. She's just not feeling it.
It does happen.
Don't make a fool of yourself. Just
in the long run,
go.
Did you appreciate the honesty when he said, I'm
not
feeling it?
Oh, my God. In the long
run,
look where I am now.
Right.
It's like there's a lot of things that broke my heart or
I've sat and cried about.
And I made a fool of myself. And if you want to go make a fool of yourself and try to win her back, go ahead. But I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it didn't work out. It is a new year. there is new love waiting for you. When it might not be this month, but it's coming.
When they show you they're not that into you or tell you they're not that into you, believe them.
Believe it.
Yeah, she could have ghosted you. She could have just not said anything and just stopped returning your phone calls. At least she handled it
in a mature way.
In a mature way.
Well, she could have done it where they start treating you like crap because they're too scared to break up with
you. I've done that.
And then they want you to be the one that breaks up
with
them.
That's a worse way out.
I've done it. I've done that. I've been the biggest bee trying to get him to break up with me because I didn't want to be the bad guy and hurt his feelings.
Sure.
I've done it. That is immature. So at least she was very upfront about it, and I respect her for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to look at it.
Half glass full.
That's right, Justin. Right. That's, there you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So a while back, I met and started dating a guy. I fell head over heels for him. When I began bringing him around to parties or to hang out with my friends, one of my longtime girlfriends acted super flirty with him. I ignored it, thinking I could just trust them both. But soon, he left me to date her.
Yeah. Oh boy.
The friendship ended, and I have not been in contact with either of them for over a year. Well, they have now split, and they both have reached out separately to try to repair the relationships with me. I have no interest in letting this friend back into my life. And while I'm very aware that he left me once, that he would do it again, I still have feelings for my ex.
Oh.
Do I turn him away, or do I try to forgive him and work on a second chance? Kristen.
You forgive the situation, but you don't welcome that back. You get what you get if you welcome that back. For your own peace, just say, look, I appreciate, and to your ex-friend, if you want to, I appreciate what you're saying. I forgive you, but this, I don't want a relationship with you. I'm not going to move forward with any animosity or anything, but this just isn't going to happen.
You showed your colors, yeah.
Just isn't going to happen. But thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then just have a little bit of satisfaction knowing they came groveling back.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, don't you dare take him back. Please think more of yourself than that.
Don't take either one of them back.
Everybody
does not have to be your friend.
That's right. You don't have to like everybody, but you have to be respectful of everybody.
Yeah. But it took me a while to realize it, too. Everybody does not have to be your friend.
That's right.
You don't have to be buddies with everybody.
You just got
to
be polite.
Yeah.
I agree, Big Al.
Thank you, Kelly.
But
we
you
are
know what?
They
feel bad. Great. Good. Their consciences are clear because they said they're sorry. Good, good, good. But you do not have to have them in your lives.
And it's totally normal to be happy that they broke up. That's okay.
And it's normal to want them back, too. It doesn't make sense in your head, but that's a normal feeling.
Yeah.
But no, don't go back to that. He showed himself.
They both did.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years now. We have a great relationship. He is my best friend. He gets me like nobody else does.
Yeah.
But we don't do it. He's great at cuddling me and all that junk, but it's been pretty dry for me the last year. Emotionally, he's there 100%. But how do I fix this? I've mentioned it a couple of times, maybe even going to couples therapy. But what are your thoughts? I'm 20, and I just don't. Yeah, I'm 20 years old, and I just don't know how long I can keep up with this. I've got a whole life to live, but I don't want to lose the love of my life and my best friend. That's from Lexi.
Hmm.
Wow,
Lexi.
So he's the one that isn't wanting.
Maybe.
Very young, aren't they, JC? They're very young.
Usually when you're like 20 and a dude, you're like,
What if he has, there could be many things going on here.
Yeah.
This could be a religious thing for him. Yeah. For a lot of people, they have religious convictions that maybe they did do that, but they realized, man, I'm not supposed to be doing that based upon my value system. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
So that might be a conversation you need to have.
Well, maybe that's a big thing, Kelly. Maybe it's just
a
little
thing for a lot of people. Or it could be emotional or a physical problem.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an incompatibility problem in that area.
Okay.
But and you're 20 years old, and these are very big discussions for a 20-year-old young woman to be having.
Yeah.
But if it's bothering you and you've been together for 2 years, I would sit down and have a heart-to-heart with him. Not in the moment when I would do it over lunch. I would do it over breakfast. Sometime when that's not supposed to
be happening.
That isn't an event that could potentially happen, like at the end of a date or something.
Yeah.
So have a very
put the laundry
as mature of a 20-year-old conversation you can have.
Right.
It could be a religious conviction thing, and I respect that.
Totally. That's fine.
Don't do it in front of his friends.
No.
No, because then they'll make fun of him. Yeah, the guys are not.
Maybe
nice to each
one
other.
Of them, and I'm not even saying who, maybe one of them's not that good at it.
Al, there are a million possibilities for this very uncomfortable and awkward conversation we're having right now.
Maybe he's just not
And
that...
I think this is a conversation these two people need to be having.
He might not be into the ladies, you know?
And that is another possibility.
That could be a possibility, and he's trying to figure out how to go about life.
That is another possibility.
Yeah. So, but you need to have the talk with him.
Because my first boyfriend ended up leaving me for Patrick. Because he was in an age where he didn't feel comfortable expressing that side of himself.
Yeah, you know.
But then suddenly after dating me, he felt very comfortable expressing it.
Then he saw Patrick, he was like...
Yeah, he felt comfortable expressing it while he was dating me.
Maybe he's got somebody else.
No, because he'd probably still
hook up. So it's a conversation you have to have with him, you know. And not when your feelings are hurt because he rejected you.
If your boyfriend changes his name from Benny to Benet... Yeah, you know.
And just keep in mind, Benet is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So be respectful.
Peace. I am.
Rest in peace, Benet.
I like Benet.
I cried when I found out he died. I was so upset.
Was he still with Patrick?
My first love. No.
Oh, didn't work out.
Hey. No, Patrick actually called me and apologized years later.
For stealing your man?
Yeah, he felt bad about it. It was ugly.
Yeah. Mr. Steal Your Man.
Did you take him back into your life?
No. Patrick?
Yeah.
We mended the fence and we got together for dinner.
Not that kind of fence, dude.
Sorry.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 29 years old and I've been dating my 30-year-old boyfriend for about 2.5 years now. We've had many ups and downs and talk about getting married and having babies. He's been divorced for 3 years. He has a 6-year-old daughter who lives 2 hours away, but he's not introduced us yet. He says it's because he's afraid I'll leave or she isn't ready. Or he wants to mend his relationship with her first. Just a bunch of excuses. Do I wait around and be patient for the right time, or do I just leave, Brenna?
Oh, God. It's either meet the kid or leave? I mean, is that what the option is?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Well, they've been dating for 2.5 years, and he met the kid.
It's about time.
And how old's the kid?
6. He's been divorced for 3.
After 2.5 years, you'd think that if he does see a future with you as a potential wife, that you need to be introduced to the child at this point. Now, in my situation, that's the only thing I'm basing on, we waited 6 months for me to meet Alan's children because that's what he and his ex agreed upon. If we ever meet someone else, 6 months is our rule. Because at the end of 6 months, you pretty much know this is
that's
the kind of person.
That's very.
And for me, I thought, well, that's a little bit long. But now looking back, it's like six months was a blip.
Right.
6 months was a blip. We all get along great. Everything's fine.
I would think it's hard enough when a guy has... I mean, I say baggage, but when he has an ex and he has kids, it's hard enough if you all get along.
Yeah. After 2.5 years, if you haven't met the child, I see a red flag there. And does he even see his child? She doesn't say he's a very, I mean,
hands-on.
Is he seeing the child all the time? Does he get her the first, third, and fifth weekends? What are you doing when he's with the child? There's a lot of questions I'd have here about the relationship. It doesn't sound like he's looking at you as wife and stepmom material.
No, he would have already introduced
you. After 2.5 years.
Yeah.
There is a limit. I think there should be. I don't like this when you meet a new guy and you're immediately introducing him. That's not cool. But yeah, there's a problem here.
Yeah.
It's a conversation you need to have.
Wow, a lot of conversations
Where is
need
this
to be had.
Relation? Well, a lot of times they do just need to talk. They avoid it.
You're the conversation.
You want to make
time
it that?
To be mature and say, look, if we're going to have a future together, I need to meet your kid and be a part of your life. And I need to see that. Is he being a good dad? Is he even in the kid's life? Do you want to be with a man that's not a good dad to his child? I don't think so.
While she talked to him while her emotions are hurt or during lunch when they're calm?
When they're calm.
Nothing's
JC.
Worse than always just wondering, you know?
So we just decided kind of on the slide there that it's going to be the year of the conversation. We had
this
the year
is
of the
year of conversations.
The year of conversation. 2017, we just deemed it.
Last year was day of date drinking. Was it last year?
No.
2 years ago.
Two years ago was day drinking.
2015
last year
was the day of day, year of day drinking.
Last year was a year of celebrity deaths.
I thought it was the year of the now.
I thought it was the year of cheek kissing.
I don't remember what last year
I thought it was the year of the now.
We didn't embrace it.
Oh, yeah, we didn't embrace the cheek kissing.
That's what you guys said as the guys were going to do this year. You were going to bring back the cheek kiss.
That's what we're doing, yeah. So
but
maybe,
it can also be conversation is important, though.
Yeah. You cheek kiss before you start your conversation.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Oh, we got double.
Love letters.
Wow.
Love letters to Kelly.
Why not, Kelly? It's the first one of the year.
Wow.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend Peyton and I have been dating for 2 years.
Well, they called him out, didn't they?
Right? What's up, Peyton? We were doing good until I went out of town and he went to see his grandma who has cancer.
Oh.
She is a really sweet lady and I thought she liked me, but apparently not.
Oh.
He told her she could have whatever she wanted for Christmas and she asked he told her that. And she asked him to break up with me and to spend more time with her.
Oh, no.
Since then he's been acting really distant. What should I do, Emma?
Well, that's just strange, Emma, isn't it?
Her one last request.
You can't, you can't deny your grandmama's dying wish.
Well, a lot of times it could be just the situation where she's, you know, a lot of very sweet people, when they get old, they things start messing up in their mind.
They become senile almost.
And they become senile, dementia sets in. It's a very real thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes the sweetest little ladies suddenly get kind of mean when they get older. And maybe she's just seeing you as someone that's stealing her precious little grandson away. And she knows she has limited time left, so she wants as much time with him as possible. The way she phrased it probably wasn't the right way. But your boyfriend, his mind's kind of messed up right now because he doesn't want to disrespect his grandmother. And he's probably got a million questions. Or maybe the woman just really doesn't like you, and she's always just polite to your face. Maybe that's another.
Ooh.
Maybe she just really doesn't like you. But it's like, you know, when a man is really into his woman, he would defend her and say, you know, maybe not to his grandma, but he would like, oh, that's just her, babe. I'm still with you. And we just, you know, she's getting old and senile. Don't worry about it.
What if
the way he's reacted is more interesting to me than what the grandmother said.
You should always have your bag.
What if the chick just bought a wig and went by like her middle name? And he could say dumped her.
The grandmother can say anything, but it's the way the boyfriend, who I don't know how old he is, has reacted that is the concern. Because you take old people's stuff they say with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, grandma ain't going to be around much longer. If he really sees a full wow. lifetime with you, we're talking 30, 40, 50 years down the road, is he going to really break up with you just to keep grandma happy for a few more months, maybe?
She could be a young grandma. She could be one of those 35-year-old grandmas we hear about all the time.
It's true. I mean, I'm assuming so much, but I'm only going by what I'm given.
Yeah, she said she has cancer, but she didn't say terminal.
She's always believe in humoring old people. That's just my go-to. Now, I'm saying there's always circumstances, but I lean towards
when an old person doesn't like me, I'm like, how old are they?
Yeah.
How much longer they got?
Like, I defer to humoring old people.
Like my wife's grandma was 96 years old when we started dating, and she asked me to go necking in the corner. I'm not going to humor her and go necking in the corner.
Yeah, but you tease them and you say, oh, you're so cute, grandma, and you give a little peck on the forehead, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Usually,
you humor old people.
You know yeah.
Take them teeth out, girl.
I think you have a problem, though, based upon the way he reacted.
Maybe he'll come back around when this all...
When she's dead? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
I don't know how to put that.
There's no other way to say that delicately.
I don't know how to put it. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, now that your grandma's dead, you won't be back, huh? Is that how it's going to go down, JC?
Get a countdown clock.
Oh, no.
Shame.
That's shameful.
Yeah. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We'll do it again next Wednesday, just like we did today.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back, Kid Nation. Let's do a little Whatever Wednesday.
All right.
How about that? And Jenna, you are the topic of many of the questions. What part of California did Jenna visit and why? Because you went out there with the fiancé?
Yeah, and some friends. It was just a last-minute thing. Just went to L.A.
Yeah.
Just had some friends going out there, and I wanted to get out of town. I had nothing planned.
You stayed in town for most of the vacation, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so it was just the last 4 days. Just had a friend having a New Year's Eve party. Was like, why not? Yeah,
nice.
So nothing...
Any celebrity
sightings?
Like, no
real exciting thing.
Was the Hollyweed sign up when you went?
It was. And I missed it barely. That's the day I went and did Runyon Canyon. I woke up that morning, but it was New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So apparently someone went out at 3 a.m., wore all black, because the Hollywood sign's quite hard to access because they don't want people doing things like that. You know, there's this like barbed wire fence and you can hike up to it or behind it, but someone wore all black. They have cameras up there, of course, so people don't deface it. But wore all black, knew exactly what he was doing, brought tarps to change the, because, you know, all he had to do was change the O's to make them E's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it looked
when
really
I woke up in the morning and saw all those Instagram posts, I'm like, well, gosh, we're going to go do Runyon. But by the time I got up there at noon, you know, it was fixed. So he did it 3 a.m. apparently on New Year's Eve night, so January 1st.
And he posted it on his Facebook page and everything.
Yeah.
Like a monster.
Yeah. Funny, yeah, but it was fixed. So no, I didn't get a chance to see it in person, and it was not me that did it.
That's a funny prank. It was very professional looking, too.
Yeah.
From the text, my son has workout Wednesday at school,
okay,
and he thinks y'all should do 10 squats each. His name is Julian from Gale Pond Alamo Elementary. Have a great day. Well, 10 squats, everyone.
Thanks. That's doable.
For Julian.
Let's go. 10 squats for Julian.
Right, let me get up. Okay.
All right. Hang on.
I'm wearing jeans.
One.
One.
Two.
Are you squeezing?
Everybody doing squats? Yeah, we're squeezing.
four. What are we supposed to squeeze?
Your squeeze at the top.
Oh. Five. Six. Act like you're pressing a ball between
your knees.
Seven.
Eight. Nine. Ten.
All right.
I'm done for the day.
Way to go, Julian.
Today was leg day, so I'm...
Julian, that's about the equivalent of the amount of working out that I've done over the past 3 months.
Hey, but you started.
Thank you.
One for you here, Big Al Mac.
Yes.
How was your birthday? What'd you do?
My birthday, my sister was in town, and she said, Al, let me take you out to dinner for your birthday. And I was like, oh, okay.
You didn't want to go to dinner?
I did as little on my birthday as possible. And I told my sister, thank you very much. I love you. But I don't want to go. I don't want to really celebrate my birthday. And so I ended up going to the same restaurant that I go to almost every night and getting to-go food. And I went back home and ate it. And that was it. My girlfriend wasn't in town. I was at the bar for a little while during the evening, but not long. I didn't even tell anybody.
Really?
A few people knew, but I didn't, like, I don't know. I wasn't feeling very birthday-ish this year.
Was Dr. Girlfriend here for the birthday?
No.
Dr. Girlfriend!
She came in, though, for New Year's, right?
She came in on the 29th. Because her parents went to Detroit for a few days. So, but she came in for New Year's Eve. I didn't do a whole lot. What a big deal. I was fine with a monumental birthday. Yeah, I was fine with that.
Just a chill birthday.
Yeah, very chill.
Yeah, I saw Al on New Year's Eve, and I asked him where his girlfriend was, because I saw that she was in town. And he's like, oh, she's at dinner.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? I said,
JC told me he was coming by here, him and Kenzie. So we both kind of made plans without checking with the other.
Right.
So I let her do the plans that she made, and she came to the bar later, and we celebrated, and I was there when JC and his crew.
Plus, you had the football games. Alabama was playing, and then Ohio State right after
really
that.
Really busy day. Yeah.
So busy. So busy. JC, I hope you watched Narcos. That's what Jenna told me to watch over the break, or at least Sons of Anarchy while on vacation. I did not get to those, but I did get to This Is Us, and I talked about it yesterday. And I watched another episode last night. Please, you guys need to get on this show.
Really?
It's so good.
Narcos.
No. This is us.
Yeah. This is us. Oh,
Narcos
yeah. Sorry.
Is so good.
We'll get on that next.
I actually watched the whole thing again.
You did? But you won't watch This Is Us?
Well, I will. I wanted you to watch Narcos.
I want to talk to you guys about it.
You've got to be in a place for something. Sometimes you don't want to watch something if you know it's going to make you cry every week.
Yeah.
Why do you want that?
I'm kind of in this, like, 2017, like, be positive, be in a good mindset. I don't really want to watch a show that's real sad.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it makes you laugh and smile as well.
Yeah, but
and it's very
you're,
valuable
you're not
lessons.
Interested.
I just want to watch shows that make me laugh or people die.
No!
Well, I don't know what we got to say. We're trying to be polite. We don't want to watch it.
If you want to know what it's like to be a salesperson going over to Kelly's house and trying to sell her something.
Not interested!
Something like that.
Door slam!
Yeah. If we had a door, she would have slammed it on my face right there.
Yep, sure would have.
I'll keep plugging away. I'm going to try to get you guys on it. I had to walk around the office to find somebody to talk about it with. It turned out it was Russ.
There you go.
Why do you keep bugging me to watch this show when I ask you? I've asked you for at least a year to watch Narcos, and it's so up your alley. You would love it.
Honestly, you would love it.
You wouldn't even have to watch the subtitles because you're fluent in Spanish.
But honestly, because I'm cheap and I don't have Netflix right now.
But you just bought Mario.
Yeah,
Run?
You spent $10 for an app.
That's for one-time spend only.
Yeah, but that's what a month on Netflix would be, and you could watch all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just get it for 1 month.
Come up with a better excuse, man.
I will.
I'm gonna call you out on
it. I got a TMI story for you guys.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. Kelly's gonna say you probably shouldn't have told that, but
oh no.
I feel like other guys should know about this and not do what I did.
Oh boy.
Tell you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So a lot of times when I read articles, I get very curious about what they're talking about. And I was reading about how men groom more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of grooming, not just on our faces, but body grooming.
Yeah.
And I was reading about this, and I've always, because girls do it. You guys do it all the time. You guys do the legs and the armpits.
I feel like it's like a weekly thing.
Yeah.
As soon as you're done grooming, it starts all over again.
So I was reading this article on how shaving your armpits and legs for guys is becoming more and more acceptable, full body shaving. Not just manscaping, just full body.
Wow.
And my wife walked in and we got into this argument about how guys have it easier than girls. And I was like, well, no, I mean, all you got to do is just shave them legs, boom, 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 in the shower, you're in and out, quick, bow.
You guys have it a lot easier than us. Not bow, bow, bow.
Boom, 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 bow, boom, bow, boom.
And so, and she's telling me, it's not just the time it takes to shave, it's the after, you know, you when you nick yourself or when it starts going back and you got to make sure that it's not showing and all this and that. And she said, if you really think it's that easy, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? And I said, sure, I'll try some of this grooming stuff that they're telling me this in this article.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was from Men's Health. And so I started looking at my body. I'm like, okay, I don't want to do the armpits because that's, you know, that's the first thing people will see at the gym or, you know, if I go somewhere. So I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Well, because you wear tank tops.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course, I'm going to the gym. And then I was like, should I do my legs? I was like, I'm going to do my legs. And then I thought to myself, oh, that's a lot of area to cover. And
oh, gosh, is it sounding like too much trouble, JC?
Well, I just didn't want my...
You're already starting the premise for your point.
And so I'm like, I'm not going to start with the legs. It's just, I'm going
to
start...
You haven't even gotten to like the eyebrows and the manicure.
Right. So I was in the shower. I'm like, what can be the quickest thing right now that I can get out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, my butt.
Taking care of the hair down there.
Your butt?
Like the cheeks
you really
or like
think
in,
the butt.
In the cheeks?
The butt.
You think that your wife
the
shaves
butt.
Her butt?
I don't know. But the guys in the article do. They shave the butt.
They shave their butt.
Okay,
shave
so you're not butt. Trying to do exactly what Kenzie
Why
does.
Wouldn't you
you're
just
doing...
go get the wax?
Well, I'm sure... Because that's waxing means you got to go in there and they do things. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
We get it waxed.
I do this on my own.
It's the greatest.
Okay.
So but I did the butt out.
You
and
shaved
I know
your butt.
There's a lot of people wondering what would it be like to shave your butt?
Well, when it grows back, incredibly itchy.
It is the worst, Kelly.
That's why when you get waxed, it doesn't itch when it grows back, babe.
I have the itchiest butt ever.
Save that.
It is so bad.
You got to get it waxed.
I feel like I'm hiding my itchiness from you. I was waiting for somebody to call me out, but I'm constantly like just doing one of those. Like,
don't you feel so clean, though?
I'm doing what I call a credit card
now.
Swipe.
Don't you feel clean?
Not with the stubble, you don't. It's gross.
Oh,
I feel like it's super clean. Super
how intense, in being the main part of the word, did you go
I'd
with
be
the,
afraid.
Yeah. How close was this shave?
I went all the way. Yeah, I went all the way. And
but
you know what?
How can you to get to that angle, you must... Yeah. I'm trying to visualize
I'll give you the visual.
You can do it.
So,
do it right now.
I have the step, right? On my shower, the one where you normally sit down, but nobody sits down on it. And I figured that's just for the leg shaving.
Yeah.
Put the leg up on that bad boy, right?
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah.
Then I got this cool mirror that I use for shaving in the shower.
You use a mirror?
Put the mirror up there. Get the boys out of the way.
No.
Then you get the boys out of the way, and then boom.
No.
Everything knocked out. And Let me tell you something. It was glorious at first. Glorious.
Don't use glory while you're talking about shaving your...
It was wonderful at first. And then it, like, when everything dries up and then you start walking around, then it becomes, like, the itchiest.
Very incredibly chafing.
It becomes
and irritating.
The
did
booty.
Did you use shave cream?
I use soap.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with it? The soap is
it's
just
drying. It's very drying. You have to use shave cream. You're better off using lotion.
Okay, so after you've shaved, what did you prove? I mean, what was the point, and did you make the point?
Al,
I don't
if you
understand.
Have not had that area waxed, you are missing out.
Dude, it's so when it's smooth, it's so
it's
good.
It's like you just feel so fresh and clean.
It is so...
You really do. I mean...
I would try the waxing if it weren't for
talk
the embarrassment.
About. This is something most of us do every month. Like, it's great.
Try it. The itchiness is going to get bad. And from what my other friends that I talked to that have done this in the past tell
you
me...
You talk to your friends about this?
I told
Who
one of my
are
friends...
You?
Apparently it gets better later, but right now it's not.
Not for the...
Right now it's...
So who
you'd
brings,
have to shave every day to prevent being in this level of discomfort.
Who brings this up? Like you and your homies. Hey, man, I guess what I did today. I had a beer and I just shaved my butt. Who does that?
Well, I brought it up because I was the one that was itching. So I brought it up, and apparently it's been done in the past.
Hey, can I ask
you something?
Yeah, this feels like 1,000 needles. They're just poking everywhere.
And you can't do anything about it because it has to grow to a certain length to get it waxed.
Yeah.
So it's not even long enough for that yet.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm not getting waxed. I'm not doing that.
It's the least painful part of the wax. It truly is. Any girl or anyone that's done this. I actually, my wax people say they get a lot of guys in there who will get their whole body waxed, which that's like... The butt is the least painful part of the whole experience.
Oh, really?
The butt hurts way less than the front. It's true.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.